SappyFest 20 starts Friday. The giant white tent will be back to create the Bridge Street main stage, and shows and events this year will also take place at the Sackville Legion, Ducky's Pub, the Owens Art Gallery, Ralph Pickard Bell Library, and Bill Johnstone Memorial Park. Over its 20-year journey, many people have played a role in bringing SappyFest to life, from the artists that take to the stage, the faithful audience that shows up to see them, the many volunteers and organizers. But none of it would be possible without those who started it all. CHMA sat down with one of the founders of SappyFest to reminisce about the origins of the festival and shed some light on the ethos that has kept it going for two decades.
My name is John Clater. I'm a writer, artist, and father in Sackville, and I was involved with SappyFest from the beginning and for the first 8 years. I was a co-founder along with Julie Dueron and Paul Henderson.
You were with the festival for 8 years, so that was a good long run as well. But now it's celebrating a 20th anniversary.
Yes.
Gosh, what you know? Did you expect that it would endure so long when you started it out?
Well, the thing that I expected to endure was like Sappy sort of came out of like just like the do-it-yourself 80s, really, and then the 90s, and in the Maritimes back then, especially, still now, I think. If you wanted to go to a show or experience art, you had to make it yourself. And so I didn't ever think that was going to stop. So, like, Sappy might come and go, but in the Maritimes, I think we're always going to be putting on shows and, like, making zines and creating things just for our, like, small communities. And I don't think that'll ever stop.
And do you feel that Sappy, 20 years later, still has that ethos at its heart?
Oh, yeah. I think, like... I'm not involved with the creation of Sappy anymore, but the fact that people are just doing it for the love of it and because they're here and, you know, they want to get together with their friends and have a party and experience some art. So, yeah, I don't think that's changed.
Can you recall, the roots of it? Like, where, you know, how did you decide to start SappyFest?
Right. Well, Sappy Records is the root of SappyFest, and it's like it is kind of like that ethos of creating things, and that started in the 80s, late 80s, with Julie and Rick White, and they made a record label, and they just thought, like, if we just make up a name, we'll have a record label, and we'll be, like, real people, and so they did that to release their own singles, and they were in Eric Strip, and Eric Strip took off, but they kept Sappy as their publishing company, and then Julie and I fell in love, and got married, and when our first son was born, it was 1995, and we were looking for something to do, and we had a baby, and we were sort of like at a loss for like how to connect with people, so we decided to take Sappy Records, which was fairly small, and try to make it something bigger, and that kind of took off, and for 5 years or so, we did that, and Julie eventually put out a record that got a Juno, but like that was just about like going on trips with our friends, booking a tour to go on trips with our friends. And that sort of ran its course, and then we moved to Sackville in 2005, and in 2006, it's kind of like, well, we're here, and our friends are other places, and we're making new friends here, but wouldn't it be nice to get everybody together? So the way I remember it is that we thought we'd have sort of a barbecue and invite some friends from out of town. And we had started getting to know Paul Henderson, and we just sort of talked about this, and it was like, okay, let's have a big party in our backyard. We live just outside of Sackville, so now we're going to have a big party, and Paul's helping us get organized. And then Paul got more involved with Sappy Records, and we thought, well, let's bring Sappy Records into this, and let's have a festival in our backyard, a little barbecue, kind of like a wedding or a family reunion. That was April, and then by August... it was downtown in the parking lot at Strutt's, and Eric Strip was going to play, and people were booking tickets from Australia to come see it. So it snowballed from like a little backyard get-together to a parking lot get-together. So still very, very small, but that's kind of that's how we got to year one. Yeah.
What was that first snowballed festival like?
Yeah, it was really cute. It was like we had built a tiny little stage, like, probably 8 feet by 8 feet. I mean, that was under a tent, and one of the performers that year was 6'7", and the top of the tent where like the awning came down was at his shoulders, right? So we just like, it was very like homemade, and then like the kids did a concert. So I remember like my son, and he was about 12, and my daughter, who was a few years younger, they sang a song together. So they fit under the tent, but the taller performers didn't. And yeah, it was, if you know Sackville, it was at Strutt's Gallery in the parking lot. And I don't know how many people were there. But I think it was like 400 or 500. Like it was like way more than we expected. And we started the festival with like $500 and like an idea, right? And there was no funding that first year, so it was all, you know, it was all a surprise, and it was a little stressful. And we did shows at the Vogue. The Vogue's always been a part of Sappy, and at George's Roadhouse. I think that's where Eric Strip played. It was 20 years ago, so it was a bit of a blur. Yeah. And you asked earlier if I knew it was going to snowball or become what it is now. And like when we were planning, we definitely didn't. But then getting close to the festival, there started to be a feeling. But I remember very specifically. So we from year one, we had a tradition of having a party the day after, where we would go to our friend's farm and just like decompress, and all the musicians were still in town, and like that was really like a big part of the festival for us. It was just a really nice moment. And so that we did that the first year, and we're out at, you know, at the farm, and Paul and I were just sort of like looking at each other, and we're like, do you want to go for a walk? And Paul was like, yeah, let's go for a walk. And we walked away from everybody in the bonfire, and we just walked towards the water, and we sat at the edge of the water, and we're just like, what's going on? What's happening? And we just both had this feeling of like we were going to be doing this for a while, and that it was like it's trials and tribulations with the festival and with life, but it was a really beautiful moment that like I'll always treasure. That just like having these collaborators, like particularly Paul, and it's having this like we made a baby. Right? Now we have to take care of it, but it's a beautiful baby. Yeah.
All right. Just that realization that you created something that will continue, and you'll need to step up to make sure it continues.
Yeah. Or as Paul always said, hopefully maybe annual Sappy Fest. Yeah.
Hopefully maybe.
Yeah.
All right. At what point did it get to be sort of a larger scale with the tent in the middle of Bridge Street? I mean, the what point did it take that leap? The next leap, I guess.
That happened in year three, and I feel like it was the town's idea to invite us to do it on the street. And, you know, what I really loved about that is I always saw, like, first of all, like, the three of us who co-founded it, like, we just got the ball rolling. And right from year one, there were, like, people, like, hosting people making food for people, like, just so many volunteers. But also, like, the town of Sackville was really what we were inviting people to, so... There's like Mel's and I think Bridge Street Cafe at the time, I think. Pickles maybe was a couple years later, and the Vogue. So bringing it to Main Street was like, this is the festival, right? Like the town is the festival. So to be embraced by the town in that way, and the town workers were always so helpful, and they donated tables and chairs. And like, I really feel like the bands were a reason people came. The art was the reason people came, but, like, a Mel's breakfast, a Mel's burger was, like, huge. Like, yeah.
A couple of the things you've been talking about in terms of Sackville, like Mel's and the Vogue, are no more. So does the town still have that same draw for people, do you think?
I think it does. I think it's the size of the town and the people who are here. And, you know, like, if you come, if you're a performer, an artist, and you're coming to Sappy, you're going to get billeted by somebody, so you're going to meet somebody from town. And it makes me feel old that everything that I love is disappearing, but I know that people will replace it with something just as good. Yeah.
All right. Do you have favorite moments? You described a couple really like crucial moments in the birth of the festival. Do you have moments maybe as a as an attendee where you were blown away by, you know, the experience? Can you remember anything like that?
I guess, yes. You know, like, really seeing friends year after year and making new friends. I mean, that's a huge thing. But It's in terms of something that I witnessed, it was really the Charles Bradley show. And it was just like seeing somebody who was just sort of like having their first like experience with recognition, you know, like they were on this, they were starting to be discovered, but then seeing Charles Bradley like performing and like absorbing the love of the audience and giving it back was just like this sort of like perfect, like that's a perfect show. Like when the artist is like getting the love and giving it back in this way. And my family was all like side stage and we were getting to watch this like from so close. And then when Charles Bradley got off the stage, he like, my son, who was maybe 16, 17 at the time, was standing side stage and like he just gave, you know, total strangers, but Charles Bradley just gave him like this huge soaking wet, sweat drenched hug, you know, and he was like, to see like somebody so elated to play a show on Main Street in Sackville, New Brunswick, is just like, it's like, yeah, I won't forget that for sure. Yeah.
SappyFest 20 starts Friday. The lineup includes artists such as Alan Silly Boy, Juliana Riolino, Jamila, and Julie Doiron, who will be joined by some longtime collaborators on the Sappy stage. More information is available at sappyfest.com. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.